Starting Daf Hey Amar Aleph, we'll just go back a little bit on the drushes of the Pesukim that we had beforehand on Dalet Amar Aleph. We'll just quickly run through the about 6-7 lines from the bottom. We've already started discussing it. We're asking, how do we know the Isser of Chametz Meshesh Sha'ot Luma'ala? It's also in Alan. How do we know 6 hours enough is Asser? Omer Abaye, there's 2 Pesukim. Now today we're going to go through a lot of Pesukim that is the Gabi Pesach and getting to figure out the Isser of Chametz from 6 hours onwards. Now we know on Pesach itself, eating Chametz, besides being an Isser Deraisa, there's an Isser Koresh on it. But on Erev Pesach, from the 6th hour, we see that everybody holds that there's an Isser on it. From where do we know it? So, 2 Pesukim. This is a bias drush. We're going to have a few other drushot also. How do we know that Chametz is Asr from the 6th hour of the Ma'ala? He says in one place, Shiva Yamim Sa'a Lo Yimatzeh Bebateichem. You should not find any yeast in your house. Uksiv Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisha Somi Beiteichem. However, on the first day, you have to remove the Sa'a Min Beiteichem. HaKetzat. How do you remove Sa'or, if it's already Asr to eat, but also the beer, we see that there's beer comments on the 14th, beforehand. Oh, the Ema, maybe say Lirbod Lele Chamisha Asr the beer. Maybe it's telling you know that you have to do beer comments on the 15th in the evening. The site of the Chamina, you might think Yomim Kasif. It says Shiva Yomim, Yomim Im, Lilith No, that you don't know that there's an Isra of eating Chametz are having Sa'or in your house in the night times. Kamash Malan, the Pasik, Ach B'yom HaRishon, is talking about a Filu Lailos. And then we say, Hahu, that concept of that not eating Chametz is night time, we don't need the Pasik of Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbishu. Lo Tzvichle, we don't need it for that. Why? On top of Hey Amad Aleph. Taha Itkish, we have a Hekish. A Hekish is when you have two different inyanim in the same pasuk. If they're talking about two different things in the same pasuk, we make a hekish. We learn one din into the other ones. We're already itkish hashvata soar lechilat chametz. We're going to have a pasuk that has both hashvata soar, that you should not have chametz in your house, with lechilat chametz, with the eating of chametz. And we have another pasuk, beachilat chametz lechilat matzah, where we compare, we have in the same pasuk eating chametz to lechilat matzah. And since matzah, we're going to see that you have to eat at night time. Therefore, chilul chametz, you can't eat at night time. And once you can't eat it, chametz at night time, we make the hekesh back to a shvasa. Therefore, you can't even have any chametz in your house at night time. So that's going to free us the pasuk of ach b'yom harishon tashbishu sor mebeitechem. Just see Rashi up to here. We already saw most of them yesterday. The last Rashi in Dalet Amud Bet. The emel of bod leil. Don't wait until the morning. In the beginning of the Yom HaRishon Miyad on Leil Pesach at Shkia or whatever, it says Tashbisu. That's when you should do Tashbisu, not in the Erev. If it only said Shiva Yomim, you think the 7 days, yes, and the night's not. But no, we have a Hekesh going that also on nighttime of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz, not allowed to even have chametz. Now, I want everybody to just be sensitive to Vashi's Lashon in these next 2 Vashis. Hashvashis so'or le'achilat chametz, getting rid of any so'or with achilat chametz. Mishasha has yeshalo li'achel chametz, from the time that you're warned not to eat chametz, tziva. It doesn't say chiyuv. It says tziva. We are commanded lahashbit sor, that you're commanded to get rid of any chametz in your house. To keep sor lo yimatzav bebeitechem kichol ochel. Let's look over there. The next Rashi, vechilat chametz vechilat matzah nishat shechayiv. Also, Rashi writes over here that you're chayiv to eat matzah. At the time that you're chayiv to eat matzah, his yishalol yachol chametz. You are commanded or warned not to eat chametz. Tiksiv kol mechmetzet lo tachav b'chol mosh v'techem tachul matzah. We're going to see these psukim anyway, but there's the pasuk of the hekesh. Ukesiv b'yerev tachul matzah zal mizman achila matzah ve'izah chametz ve'ishvash esor mechashecha. We see from the night time. So it's very interesting in Rashi.
when it talks about Hashvashas, Sora of beer chametz, it's tziva, and when it talks about the eating of chametz, it's a chayiv. So this basically goes well with the chakira we mentioned yesterday, the machloket Rashi Tosfot of what is the isra of tashpiso. The isra of tashpiso, we said that Rashi was saying it's a shaviyal tasa, meaning you don't have to have bread to burn it. While Tosfot says it's a kumviyasa, no, you actually have to do beer chametz on something, you have to own bread. So over here, when it comes to Hashvashas Sohar, Rashi is l'shitaso. It says that you're tziva, you're commanded l'hashvis. You're not. There's no chiyuv to do hashvasa. There's no chiyuv of tashvis that you have to have a piece of bread, but you're commanded to do it. Masha enkin, the eating of chametz is chayiv. This is a seems to be a Rashi l'shitaso. Okay, so let's see the hekesh inside in the Gemara. Hashvasa Sohar le'achilat chametz. There's a hekesh between the two of them. Tiksiv shivat yamim so'or lo yematze bebetechem. There's hashvasa. Kichol ochel machmetzit v'nichrasa. So anyone who eats it will be cut off. So we have in the same pasuk the concept of not having chametz and not eating chametz. So we can make a hekesh between the two of them. V'achilat chametz v'achilat matzah. Where's the hekesh between the two psukim? Tiksiv kol machmetzit lo tochelu. Anything, any chametz, don't eat. There's the chametz part of it. Bekom moshvotechem. Ta'ochlu matzos. Yet you have to eat matzos. So we make a hekesh now from all three of them together. Oksiv, sorry, lo tachelu. Kama. Matz, no, matzos is bilzer. Oksiv and matzos, it's also written. Kasiv baby matzos, there's the word matzah. And it's written also with matzah. Be'erev ta'ochelu. You have to eat matzos in the evening. So once you say you eat matzahs in the evening, you can't eat chametz in the evening. Once you say you eat chametz in the evening, you can't have chametz in the evening. So therefore, the pasuk ubiyom rishon tashpiso can't be talking about the night of tetvav. Must be talking about yudalit. So the emily are both leil yudalit. So maybe the pasuk of tashpiso that you have to get rid of your chametz is talking about the night of yudalit. Lebir, that's when you should actually do beer. Biyom ksiv. No, it says biyom. Biyom arishon tashbisu. Ksiv. Ve'eim mitzafer. So maybe from first thing in the morning. No, ach. The word ach. It says ach biyom arishon chala. Split it. Rashi. Ach chala. All achin ve'rakin. Whenever it says ach or rak in the Torah, it's muting. It's coming to lessen something. Alma mitzas hayom. So ach biyom arishon doesn't mean the full day. It means part of the day. On part of the day, you have to actually do beer chametz. Muto mitzas asa. Part of the day is muto. Part of the day is asa. Umiata yishlan alachalik chetav. We do half liyitzav vechetav leheter. That's one pshat in Rashi. Now Rashi brings another pshat. How do we know that ach means half? Ve'ichad yomer ach hu chetz. Ach in gematria, a certain gematria called achas bata comes out to the word chetz, meaning this is we all know the gematria, we all even know atfash. Atfash is comparing the first letter to the last letter. There's also a series of every seven letters, the aleph and the chet and the samach are interchangeable. It's splitting into thirds, meaning it counts into the eighth letter. Bata gif dach. So you see from there that the aleph can be a chet, it's interchangeable, and the chav can be a tzadi, it's interchangeable. V'tof is chet, tachet aleph, the tzadi b'makom chav, and you have chet. This is a gematria that's found. If you look in the search for the Kohanim in the Siddur of Amdan, Rav Yaakov Emden, you find this idea of achas bata with the Birkas Kohanim. There's a Shemot of Hashem over there using this formula. Okay, so we see over here clearly that when we check.
So chetz is an arrow. What does that have to do with splitting the day?
It's splitting the day. Chetz. Cutting it.
Oh, from a chetz?
Yeah. Yeah, but chetz is splitting, not arrow. Sorry. So we see from here clearly that Bir Chometz is from the 14th midday on. We're going to bring a few more virus for them, we'll speak out the whole concept of what's going on at the 6th hour. The Bei Rebbe Yishmael, Tana, we have a brisa from the the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, and we should keep our mind because we're going to have a just a regular Rabbi Yishmael after. Matzino Yudalad Shenikra Rishon. We find that Yudalad is called Rishon. Shenamar Berishon Biyava Asa Yom Lechodesh. It's also called Rishon, and therefore we don't have to go through that whole shmush that we had with all the hekeshes. We see that Yudalad, that Rishon is talking about Yudalad. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omer Rishon. It's mashma prior. Means Rishon means something that's before. Tiomekra, Harishon Adam Tivaleh. This is Eliphaz was talking to Eov. Eov was so upset about all his matzav and he was complaining. And this is a great line in the Tanakh. I'm just surprised that this hasn't caught on as a phrase. What, you were around before? You were born before Adam Harishon? That you know everything that's going on? Tavashi turns to it. Rashi. Rishon de Mikar Mashma Bilav Romeo de Kraha. You don't have to bring on all the psukim on each other. Mashma Rishon, the Mashma Utikrasha, who Yom Kodim Lachol Shiva de Krakevan de Ksiva Shiva Yomi Matas Dachol Achbiom Rishon, Rishon Kodim Lamaisa Kama. The Rishon is talking about before, and that's how we know that Tashpishu is Erev. Harishon Adam Tivaleh. Hakodim the Adam Arishon, Nolada, that you were born before Adam Arishon, that you know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu was doing. So we see again the concept of Tashbitsu is on Erev Pesach, on Yudalad. And one of the things we learn that from, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, is the Pasuk Rishon means prior. Oh, we have a kash on that. Ela miata, rather from now that you want to say that whenever it says Rishon, Harishon, it means prior. I'm going to bring you three psukim that's going to end up that Rishon does not mean prior. It means the actual moment. Diomekra, Amiata, it says with Lulav. Lulav is the first one. For Lakakhtim Lachem Biyom Harishon. So according to you, Harishon should mean prior, it should mean the Erev. That means you should take for you on the Yom Harishon, what should you do? The mitzvah of Lulav. And that's what the day the Erev Sukkot, and not on Sukkot. Hachinami, Rishon Mikar Mashma? You're telling me that Rishon means prior, the day before him? Shani Hatam. You have to say that Lulav is different. Why? Tiksiv, it says, V'samachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shiva Yomim. You should be joyful before Hashem 7 days, not 8, 7. Ma Shvi, Shvi Lechag, just like Shvi is the 7 of the Chag, Af Rishon, so therefore the Rishon is Rishon Lechag. Akinami Tziv, Ach Biyom HaRishon. According to your alumnus, say also Ach Biyom HaRishon should be part of the 7. Tashbisu Shiva Yomi Matzis Tachol. It also says 7 days, the Rishon. So you're telling me that Rishon means prior, and we learned from Lulav, no, the Rishon doesn't mean prior. It means part of the whole 7. So to this Ach Biyom HaRishon Tashbisu Shiva Yomi Matzis Tachol. You should have it also, meaning it's the first of the 7 days, not a prior. In Kain, Nikhtov Kvar Rishon. Accordingly then, let the pasuk says Rishon. Ha Rishon, Lamali. Rishon would let me know that it's the first day of the 7. Ha Rishon could be teaching us something extra that even prior. Shma Mila Kidiyaman. Like we said, that Ha Rishon means prior. Ihachi, if so. Hatam Nami, when it comes to Lulav. Harishon. It does say Harishon over there. Lamali. Why do I need the hay over there? Vitu, and another question. Hatam, when it comes to the Chag of Sukkot, Dixi, Biyom Harishon Shabbaton, Biyom Hashmini Shabbaton. It says, on the first day. Again, Eim Harishon Dimikor Mashma. It's telling you, the first day of Sukkot should be Erev. So again, we say, Sha'ani Hatam. Going through the psukim a little fast over here, and we'll explain it through Rashi. Shani Hatam, Diome Kra, the pasuk says, Ubiyom Hashmini Shabbaton. It says, on the 8th day is a Shabbaton. Mashmini, over there, it's Shmini Dechag. So therefore, Af Rishon is Rishon Dechag. Harishon, Lamali. Why do you need Harishon then? And really, it's coming, Lemayuti Cholot Shomaoid. The Harishon on the first day is a Shabbaton, to exclude that Chol HaMoed is not a Shabbaton. It's not a day of Issa Melacha Lagamer. Mivishon v'shmini nafke. No, we don't learn it out from the ha. It's from Rishon and Shmini. We learn it out from. And that's the harishon, because it says on the first day and on the eighth day you can't do it. Mashman all the in the middle days. It's not an isra of malacha. No, it's stricha. You need the harishon of Sukkot to exclude chol hamoed. Psychedaitik amina. It says with a vav. A vav is a connection. And on the eighth day you should do no work. The vav is connection to what was before it, the days before it, which was chol hashomoed. And therefore you would think that there'd be an issur malacha on it. Vav mosif al inyan rishon. It's coming to add on the first days, the afilu chol hashomoed. Kamash milan? No. Just a side point over here, just a very interesting sugi that's going on. What is the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan, no, there's no concept of an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Or no, Kamash Malan, that the hay has to come and the mayat it. So a side thing, there's a machloket going on in Shas, is Chol HaMoed, the Isser of work that we have to do, an Isser Deraisa. Is this a device of a seer malacha, or is it a midrash rabbanon? Rashi Toto. What?
Why write both?
Why write both?
Don't write either.
Oh, that's going to be the next question of the Gemara. Beautiful. Next question of the Gemara. So over here we learn now, there's two ways of reading the Kamash Malan. You could read Kamash Malan. There is no Isser on Chol HaMoed, Minatar, from the Psukim. And therefore, whatever Isser malacha there is to do on Chol HaMoed is a midrash rabbanon. Or Kamash Malan. There is a Issur Malacha. The hay is coming to Mamayat it to give a heter when you could do work when it comes to a Dava of it. It's just two ways of learning the Gemara over here that they bring down in the Issur Malacha of Chol HaMoed. So right now we have the Vav. You might think that there is a Issur Malacha. The hay comes in the Zumayat. So lo l'ktov rachmana lo Vav or lo hay. Don't write either of them. Not have any of these problems. Vitu. And another problem. Hatam diksiv. Now, when it comes to Pesach, biyom arishon mikre kodesh yelachem. It says with Pesach on the yom arishon, it should be kodesh, it should be yom tov. Rishon de mikar mashma. You tell me it means erev Pesach should be a chag. Ella retraction. All the tried and drushes we want to do has to be retracted. Even though if Nachman bar Yitzchak says the rishon is the mikar, it's a prior. And you have three rishons that don't mean it. So elahani shlosha rishon. These three rishons that we have with Pesach, Sukkah, and Lulav, miboyle. We need them specifically for something else. And whenever it says rishon, the first it means going prior, like with ach biyoma rishon, miboyle. Kidetani debei Rabbi Yishmo, like the price in the base Rabbi Yishmo. Kidetani debei Rabbi Yishmo. Bishar shlosha rishon, because of these three rishons, zochu l'shlosha rishon. We're also zochu to three first. What are the three first that we have? The first of lulav, the first of Pesach, Sukkah, and the first of Pesach. Shlosha rishon. Which three rishon? Lahachri the zor shel Esav, that we're going to be zochu in the future to destroy the zera of Esav. Labinyan base of Migdash. Ulashmo Shom Mashiach, and the name of the Shmiach, Mashiach. We see all three of them, it's written Rishon with them. Lahach Rizor Shal Esav, that the end of days is going to be a destruction of the Zerah of Esav, which really means the Yetzahara, we'll see in a minute. Dikziv, we see that Esav is called Rishon. Vyotzah Rishon, Admoni Kuliki Eteret Seir. He's called Rishon. So one of our Rishons is going to nullify that one. Lavinyan based on Migdash, we see Binyan Migdash, we see if Kisei Kava Maram Rishon Mikodem Mikatshenu, Makom Mikatshenu, we see that the base of Migdash is called Rishon, Ulashmo Shom Mashiach, and the name of Mashiach, Tiksiv Rishon Letzion Hine Hinam. We see it also over here. The Marsha explains why do we need the three, what's the Kesha of our three Rishons to these three Rishons over here. That's just that over here, the point of the Gemara was, we wanted to say that the Biyoma Rishon of Tashbisu is going on Pesach itself, and we said, no, Rishon means prior. as the pasuk in Yehuda, Rishon Adam Tivalid, where you were around before Adam or Rishon. So we ended up bringing three psukim that shows that Rishon means the actual day. And we said that's not a problem to our klal, that Rishon means prior, because the three Rishons that are mentioned, that actually means the day, we need that word Rishon to teach us a drush that's coming, that we're zochet to three other ideas. What's the connection between the three other ideas? The Maharsha says beautifully. It says, when we say Tashbisu bePesach, by getting rid of the chametz on Pesach, getting rid of the chametz on Pesach, we all know the famous drush is we have to get rid of the chametz sheba itzah, the yetzer hara within us. That's keneged Esav, as we know that the Azazel of Esav, it's getting rid of all the sins of Klal Yisrael come from the influence of Esav. So by doing Tashbisu on Pesach, we were goel on Pesach from the Shibur of Mitzrayim, so too in the future we're going to be goel from the Shibur of the Malchios of Edom, which is really the Yetzirah. The other days is going to be a complete cutting off of the Yetzirah. The Shvisa, the Yom Tov of Chag HaSukkot, that we got the Anani HaKavod on us and we were surrounded by the Shekhinah, comes now with Zohar by that Rishon, of the Rishon of the Beis HaMikdash, that we're going to be surrounded by the cover of a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Hashvas Shechina. And on the mitzvah of Lulav that's brought down, there's an Inyan of Simcha, that you should take it. On that we're going to get the name of Mashiach. The name of the Mashiach is Menachem. Menachem is, we're going to be comforted and we'll be happy. So from the Lulav, the concept of Lulav of the Simcha, of the Chag, which is shaking the lulav, will have the name of Mashiach. So it's interesting to note over here that we zochet to the name of Mashiach, not to the Biyat HaMashiach, or the Geula, but the name of the Mashiach. I don't really have time right now, but there's what to think about. What does it mean, the name of Mashiach? I got about a 10-minute thing on it, but we're going to do some more Gemara first instead. Okay, Rashi's. We see that Rishon is Dumi Tishvi. Hatanami Kavi Lulav, the hey, the Rishon Lamali, what do you need the hay for over there? Merishon Vishmini Nafka, Dixiv Bahanu Shabbason, Miklal, the Enach Lav Shabbason, you know, that the Cholomoid is not. Al Inyan Rishon, Al Yamim Hakad Abdomin, Lo the Heno Cholomoid. Don't have the Vav, the Mashma Reboy, that is coming to connect the two, the Yitzricha Kehle Miot, that you need the Hay for Miot. Ela Mahani Shlosha Rishon, rather these three Rishon, the Ksiv Mikre Kodem, Kodesh the Pesach, or Mikre Kodesh, sorry, the Mikre Kodesh the Pesach, Mikre Kodesh the Soko, Mitzvah Lulav, it's not a Shaila on Rev Nachman, the Hani Rishon, the Ksiv Bahu, Lav, the Mashma Yoseud, it's there. Bialma, the Nikra Rishon, to get the Tana the Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Bischach Shlosh Rishon, Shvisas Haregel the Pesach, Shvisas Haregel the Chag, Natilat Lulav the Nikra Rishon. Zochel Shlosh Roshim. We're still going to be zochel to three Roshim. So we have up until now the drush of Abaya that Ach Bioma Rishon is coming to teach us. It's midday. We have a Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael that we find Rishon is talking about Yud Dalet. Now we're going to have a few other ideas over here. Just before we go into this drush, I want to make a, in case we don't have time at the end, a very important thing that's going on over here. Everybody holds, we're going to see, we're going to have a few more ideas, that on the sixth hour, one has to do Hashvasa. They have to get rid of their chametz. It's a famous question that goes on, and they use this Gemara and Daf Hey as a big limud for the two sides. What happens if a person is in one place and his chametz is in another place? Meaning a person's in America and his chametz is here, he went on vacation, or he's here and his chametz is in America. When do we go by this sixth hour? Is it going to the where the chametz is found, or where the person is? Where in your sixth hour? There's a tremendous machloket poskim going on over here. Some people say it's going according to where your chametz is found. And therefore, if you're in America, you have to make sure on the sixth hour where your chametz is, that you make sure it's not in your possession anymore. You do bittul, you sell it, whatever you have to do. On the other hand, there are people saying, no, it's going after the person. Where the person is in marriage, where you are in the sixth hour, so who cares about the place where your chametz are? The chametz is shaykh to the person. There's an owner of the chametz. Wherever the owner of the chametz is, who cares where the place is? So what, my chametz is in a place where it's chal on it. There's a lot of shaylos like this going back and forth on where is the isser from someone in one place and his thing in the other place. Does it go after the owner or does it not go after the owner? So in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, it brings down Lemaisa, that Rov of the Poskim, this is the Minchas Yitzchak, the Egeris Moshe, Rev Moshe, they all want to say it goes after where the man is, where the person is. But one should Lidchar Chila be Machmir and go after the place where your chametz is. And they're all bringing vayas from the different places of this gemara on what the gemara is talking about. We're not going to be able to go through all the vayas, but one should be aware, when you have a gemara like this with a lot of drashot trying to figure out the sixth hour, they're using these drashot also. Is it on the chetza or is it on the gava? This is of uprooting. Okay, with that, let's go a little weiter. Okay. Vavomer Mahacha. From over here, we're going to see the Isser of Chametz, of eating Chametz, is from midday on the Yud Dalet. Mahacha, because it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah, we're seeing that clearly. We all know that there's the Isser. Where is it coming from? Mahacha. It says, Lo tishchat al Chametz tam zivchi. Don't shecht what? The Korban Pesach on Chametz. The dam of my zivchi, the blood of my korban. When the korban Pesach is noheg, you can't have chametz. Lo tishchat haPesach, don't do shchitas on korban Pesach v'dain chametz kayim. When the chametz is kayim, maybe it's going kol chad v'chad. Maybe it's going on each individual ki shachid when he comes to shecht his korban Pesach. That's that's when he has to get rid of his chametz. And we say, no, Zman Shechita. Amar Rachman. Rachman is telling us it's a general time when it's the time to do the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to have Chametz. Rashi. Lo Tishchad al Chametz. Peshchita Pesach Zman Metchilat Sheva. It's the beginning of the seventh hour. Shehu Bein Arabayim. Shekavar Note Chama Letzad Shechiyah. So it's already beginning of midday. It's called Bein Arabayim. Once the shadows start going towards the evening. Piachamin beperech omer lehem amonim and yuma tzlusa di avraham echi mishachrei kotlei dayenu mechatzot shvielach from midday onward. The gamina minei the shchita the tamid metchilat sheva. We learn from the tamid. Now there's a problem over here because we don't shecht the korban pesach in the 6 hour. We do it in the 6.5 hour. So Rashi's bothered with it. Tosfos bothered with it. Here's Rashi's teretz. So you can't do the shchitat of the Korban Pesach before the Tamid, and the Tamid is only brought up in the 6.5 hour. Why are they doing the 6.5 hour? The lo mekavnein. It's not exactly the shadows. Therefore, they don't do anything until the 6.5 hour. And therefore, really, you could have done it early. Tosfot also mentions this idea, and Tosfot instead says that really, b'di'evit, you shouldn't do shchita before the 6.5 hour. But b'di'evit, if you did do it, it would be b'seder, since there's the possibility of doing the korban pesach from the 6 hour onward. And the pasuk says, "Do not do the shchita while there's still chametz." The possibility of doing the shechita is from the 6 hour, therefore the Isser of Chametz has to already be there from the 6 hour onwards. Gemara. Tanya Nami Haki, we also have a brisa. It says, Ach biyomar vishun tashbishu so'am ebeitechem, you have to uproot it from your house. Mi'erev Yom Tov. Is Mi'erev Yom Tov or Eino Ele B'Yom Tov? Is it Erev Yom Tov on the 14th or is it from the Yom Tov Atzma? Talmud Loma, remember before it was just a buy and roll, but now we're having a price of saying this. Talmud Loma, lo tishchat al chametz, tam zivke. Don't do the shchita of the korban Pesach while there's still chametz. Lo tishchat at the pace of Yedayim chametz kaim. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Now remember, we had a price before of the time of Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. And Tosfot asks at the Tema. It's very interesting. Tosfot, look at this. Tosfot, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Teimel, Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanat of Rabbi Yishmael. Two different limudim on where you get it from. Nafkalimi Klarkalini brings it out. The Tanat of Rabbi Yishmael has one pasuk. Rabbi Yishmael has another pasuk. And he answers, he says it's a teimel, it's a wonderment. And he says, Bekama duchte parech me Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanat of Rabbi Yishmael. It's no steer. Something that Rabbi Yishmael said, and the other thing that came up from the base medrash of Yishmael, don't ask a steer between the two of them. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, and we're going to work with this Rabbi Akiva tomorrow on tomorrow's Amud. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Einu Tzorech. You don't have to come onto the pasuk of Lo Tishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchei. Einu Tzorech. How you Omer? It says Ach Biyomer Rishon Tashbishu Somi Beitechem. On the first, you have to do Tashbishu. Uksiv. It says Kol Malacha. Lo ta'asu or lo yasebehem. You can't do any malacha, meaning you can't do havara. Or metzina la havara shuav malacha, and you find havara is an av malacha. So on one hand, on a yom tov you can't do havara. You can't actually burn. We can cook, but you can't burn. This is tomorrow's amud. And yet it says biyom arishon tashpiso. So you have a problem over here. It must not be talking about yom tov. It must be talking about erev yom tov. Very interesting, according to Rabbi Akiva, we had already in the beginning of the Masechta, and we already mentioned over here, the Machloket, Vashi, and Tosfot, on what is Bedikat Chametz. Is Bedikat Chametz, sorry, we had it yesterday, is Tashbisu, is it a Kum V'Asa? As Tosfot said, it is beer, it's burning, it's Havara Chametz. And Rashi says, no, it's Hashvasa Delev, it's Bittel Chametz. From this Rebbe Akiva, we see clearly that it's Havar. It's Shrefa. Because if you look at Rebbe Akiva, his whole argument is, it says, you can't do, there's an Issa Malacha on Yom Tov, and it says on Yom Rishon, you have to do Tashbisu. How do you have it? Tashbisu is Sar, is Shrefa's Chametz over here. It seems to be a clear riot from our Gemara, like Shita's Tosfot, that Tashbisu is the Shrefa's Chametz, and not the Bittel of Chametz in the heart. So they mention this, I don't know who mentioned it, I've just been in my Gemara over here, that the Kavana of Rashi, is there's no question about it, Rashi could say other people can hold like Tosfot. But the Psach Halacha, our Mishnah, is talking about that it's Hashvash of the Lev. That even though Rabbi Akiva, it's clearly Rabbi Akiva holds Tashbisu is Havar, and he holds, we don't pass him like this Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Einu Tzarech, you don't have to come onto the Psukim of Rabbi Akiva, because it says Ach b'yom arishon tashbishu somim beitechem mi'erev yom tov. It has to be to when you said mi'erev yom tov or enu ele b'yom tov. Tamaloma ach chalak. Ach means that there's a split over here. Ve'i b'yom tov atzmo. If the split of ach b'yom arishon is talking on the first day of the chag itself, mishari, is there any moment on yom tov that there should be a heter of having chametz, that you make an ach that you split some time of the first day over here? We have ikish hashvatas or the achilat chametz. We have the hekish of that you can't have chametz with eating chametz. And we have the achilu chametz and the achilu matzah. And just like achilu matzah is from the moment that the day starts, there's a mitzvah to eat chametz, so too you can't eat chametz. Eat matzah, you can't eat chametz, and therefore you can't have at any moment chametz. So therefore, the ach that's coming to split must be talking about erev. Rashi, zman shechita chametz kamar kmona lo kalka Torah liYisrael is zman or zman. It didn't split up. Each one has their own zman. However, kavalo zman. It says it was kovei zman viYisru shava bechol lekulam zman echad kava. She av malacha. This is Rabbi Akiva that holds that on Yom Tov. There's an Isser Malacha, and one of the Isser Malacha is Havar, which is Av Malacha, is a Havar. Shalol Litzarchi. Havar is Shalol Litzarch. We'll see, cooking will be something different. Is an Asa V'Aksiv, Isser Malacha V'Yom Tov. Hilchakai Rishon B'Yava Asa Kama. The Rishon must be talking about not on Yom Tov itself, but on the 14th. Ach Halak Heti Lecha Kasov L'Shahosom Mitzat Yom. The Ach is letting you know that there's part that you can have, part of the day that you can have chametz. Biur, biur, ve'i yom. If the yom biur is biyom tov itself, mishari, is there any possibility to permit owning chametz on the first day? Lishiv yosuk klal. Ha'itkish, we have the hekish. The achilat matzah mechashecha. Since achilat matzah, the mitzvah is from chashecha, achorchash fasa so'or, it's kishut chashech. Ve'im kein lo mishchacha ach chalach. You can't find the word ach that's coming to split, that there's a certain time of the day that it's permitted. Di lav ach, ichalamim, biyom arishon, benish mushus. You might even say benish mushus, shuat chilat yom. Of al hashta al korcha that it says ach that there's a split over here betok yom biyur shari le kvalishavias. So we have over here numerous proofs that there's an iser malacha, there's an iser achila of having chametz from the 6th hour onward.